Well, your car's gone. I drove it to the secret car park.
Okay. Where's that? Where's the secret car park?
It's over here.
Oh, I can see it.
Your car's in there.
That's it.
I'll show you where mine is.
Yeah.
It's down here and I'll show you.
I can see it.
Mum, this is mine. Really?
Oh, you're on the ground, aren't you?
Would you like yours?
Yes, please. Thank you.
I feel like it's got a wobbly wheel.
A wobbly wheel?
Whereabouts?
Where's the wobbly wheel?
It's a little wobble. Something like this one. Something like this. It's driving.
Was it wobbling when it's driving?
Yeah.
Oh! I just broke the door.
I can't really say it.
I see it wobbling. I can hear that little girl at the back again, can you?
The car.
You do? I don't know her name actually, do you?
You know that dinner lady?
Which dinner lady?
The one that we don't know their name.
Oh yes.
Like the curly hair one, to ask her.
Sorry.
Two dinner ladies that I don't know.
Right.
One's curly and one's black.
One's curly and one's black. Well, she's got the one that you don't know has got long dark hair, hasn't she?
And the one that I don't know is curly hair.
So you've got two ladies you don't know, so have you asked them who they are? What did they say?
Nothing. I didn't ask them.
Oh, I thought you were telling me you'd ask them, you found out what they were called. What did you have for lunch?
Chips, baked beans.
Chips and baked beans.
And tomato.
Ketchup. What's ketchup? What else?
And a cheese sandwich.
A cheese sandwich? Cheese sandwich, chips, beans. And tomato sauce?
Pudding.
What was the pudding?
Chili belly.
Chili belly?
Yeah.
Well, listen, there's Nina. What do you think that is?
Ambulance.
I think it's an ambulance.
At Lynn's house, we saw nine fire engines.
It's funny she didn't mention it when I went to get you.
Just a little bit.
That's alright, just bought a bit of coke. Did you really see nine fire engines, Thomas?
Mm.
Did you?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder what happened. I don't think you did, really, do you?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Sorry, accident.
Outside of Lynn's house?
Mm.
Well, I think where Lynn lives, Thomas.
We drive into the car to see it.
Did you?
Yeah.
And where was that?
Another fire station was. Another fire station was on fire.
Wasn't it?
Yep.
Well, it's very interesting that she didn't tell me about this. Are you sure you're not just imagining it, Thomas?
Sure.
Promise. Oh, isn't it? I can hear another siren. Oh, it's a different one. So it sounds like an ambulance, doesn't it?
Please, ambulance right gate.
Are you telling the truth, Thomas? Turn around, promise me. Thomas. I'll find out because I'll ask Finn tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
Your car's going into the dungeon.
Oh, dear. Why?
Why all my sneakers cars are? Have you seen all my cars?
Yeah, what did you say, Dad? Where all your what cars are?
My sneaker cars.
Your sneaker cars? What's a sneaker cars?
They sneak around people's back garden.
Do they? Sneak around people's back gardens? Why do they sneak around people's back gardens?
Because they've got stolen spot being on your back garden.
And?
I stole something.
What did you steal?
One of the raspberries?
Mm-hmm. That's quite amazing, seeing as we haven't got any.
Is he hurt?
Where? Back where I was, but they're not raspberries, darling.
Tapers.
Tapers, yes, tapers. Well, the strawberries aren't ripe yet, are they?
Hello?
Said the strawberries aren't ripe.
Boring.
And the apples aren't ready.
Guess what? I gave the strawberry to Linda, and guess what?
What?
It's red.
Oh, Linda's not here at the moment. What time is that?
I gifted it her when she was here.
Oh, well, it can't have been the right one.
Oh, how did you do those books out?
Because I'm just giving them a bit of air, because I bought them the other day at that bookstore. And they smelt a bit old, so I just put them outside to get a bit of air. Because it's quite blowy outside, isn't it?
One of my changing chairs might blow away.
No, it won't, darling, because it's not that windy. And it's dry, it's not wet. Thought it would just give her a bit of an airing. So when did you get Linda, one of the plants, one of the strawberry plants?
Because when she was here.
Well, it must have been a while ago. It wouldn't be right, would it?
No.
No. Did you pull it off?
Yeah.
That was a silly bit of thing to do.
Why?
Well, because it wouldn't be ready, would it, then? And then it means it won't ripen. Well, the other strawberries are finally ready. It won't be ready, will it?
No, it won't be ready.
And the apples aren't ready, are they, on the tree?
No. I think the ones at the bottom that's fallen.
Well, that's right, if they've fallen off, that's fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah. I think we're off the plant because it was banging down to fall down.
Was it?
Was the ladder. And the ground was right there, the ladders.
Was it? It was falling to the ground, was it?
Well, Nana, being we told you, thank you, darling.
Nana, we told you the other day, didn't she, that she thinks some of the smaller apples have to fall off to let the other ones grow big, didn't she?
Well,
she said on her tree, quite a lot of the apples fall to the ground.
Her tree, I was picking a big apple.
And then, when the smaller ones have fallen off, the bigger ones get bigger and bigger. That's what she said.
Our garden must be allotment.
Pardon?
Our garden must be allotment.
Our garden must be an allotment, then, isn't it?
Allotment.
An allotment.
Mm.
Do you remember when we saw Bill the other day getting out of his car?
He's always a big cabbage.
That's right, you've been to the allotment, haven't you? He had a big cabbage. What else did he have?
I think there's many stupid grapes.
There's many stupid grapes. They're called gooseberries.
I hate them.
Well, have you ever had gooseberries?
Yeah. Snack.
Oh, it's snack time.
I thought those juicy ripe grapes and then it tastes like what? They got out in the bin.
It's got to taste in the bin. They're quite sour gooseberries, aren't they?
Mm.
Well, when I had gooseberries, I had to make them into a pie or a crumble. Or last year I made jam with them with some elderflowers. That was really nice. I think you had gooseberry jam, you like that.
Oh, it's closed now. If the car's here, that means it's open. It's not open now, is it?
Doesn't look like as if your car's not there now. So when we saw Bill last week, he came to the allotment, hadn't he? And I explained to you what an allotment was. Can you remember? It's a garden, isn't it, where lots of gardens are for people who haven't got vegetable gardens at home.
Well,
yes. Back again, that's really good. So is it just the garage that's open, or is the petrol station and the car wash open as well?
This is not allowed anywhere. No, it's not out.
So if you're closed there, what does that mean?
That means closed, and when it's not, that means open.
Well, because I thought you said if your car was there, it was open.
It is open. But if this shop's open, and this is down, that means that this is closed. This is open.
So you mean the actual garage and the car park is open? Yeah. But I can't buy petrol until the sign's up, because they open, is that right?
Mm.
And what about the car wash? Could I take my car through the car wash, or is that not open yet?
Is it only if you're an emergency vehicle?
Oh, right. Well, I don't think I'm an emergency vehicle, am I?
No, sorry.
I'm a little white car.
Mm.
That's a motorbike. Is that supposed to be a police motorbike?
Well,
listen, talking of emergency vehicles, what's that?
Siren.
What's the siren?
Wow!
I think something must have happened quite nearby, don't you? It sounded to me like the ambulance arrived, that's when we heard the Nina. It must have picked up whoever was poorly, and now it's rushing into hospital. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's stuck on.
You want me to put the motorbike back together? Are you pretending this is a police motorbike, James?
I think it's the back.
You think so? It's blue, isn't it?
Blue, thank you.
Blue, what do I do?
You'd like to go in a magic car wash?
Yes, please.
Go through these green doors.
Isn't it the way that the phone grips the cars and guides it through? And those foam rollers look like a proper car wash, actually, don't they?
Pardon?
The foam rollers look like a proper car wash. Mm. Look like the big brushes. Do you remember when we saw the buses being washed by those big brushes? Mm. When we went to see Mama. Mm. Mama had a big machine then, didn't he?
Mm.
It washed the big double deckers, didn't it? It washed the side of the bus and the top.
Where's the door for this?
Pardon?
Where's the door for this?
Well, I think the door's fallen off that bus. It looks like it's been bashed at some point. I think it belonged to Andrew, didn't it? So it's quite old anyway.
Is that a caravan?
It looks a bit like one of those campervan doors, doesn't it? Yes.
Oh, look! Can you use a Ford?
Might be, let's have a look at
it. It's a Ford deal.
Some sort of estate car, isn't it?
No, look.
Let's see what it says. Oh, it says an Explorer. Explorer Limited.
No, look, look. Oh, are you a pretty clever boy?
Aren't you clever? I was looking there at the word Explorer written in gold, but you're absolutely right. Just above the place where the number plate is. Gosh, it is so tiny, it's blue. Very, very, very tiny silver label. And you're right, underneath it, it says it's a Ford Explorer. And on the front, what does it say?
Ford. Ford.
It's nice, that.
Would you need that? Would you like that?
Oh, yes, please. I could get lots of people in that, because it's like a little... it's like a galaxy car, isn't it?
I want this to be a car station where anyone who has opened one of the cars and then they've run them in here. A new car house.
Is this a garage? A bit like a multi-story car park when you say you have to stop for a shopping?
You know when we got our Land Rover? That's the place it says. Hello?
Oh, like a car showroom, you mean?
Which car would you like?
Oh, is that what you mean, a car showroom where you go and look at cars and buy one? Is that what you mean, Thomas?
Yeah, you need to know this. Ring!
Hello?
You need to look at the car and then you go like this. Ring! Okay. Like this. Ring! You need to look, no, you know. You need to look at the cars first.
Well, I think I'd like some assistance, actually.
Ring.
Hello?
Hello, are you the car salesman?
Yeah.
Hello, I'd like a new car, please. Could you show me what you've got?
Come up in the lift. when I press the button, magic button. Right. Here we are.
I'm on.
Are you on?
I am. Wow, what a lot of cars.
Baby.
What sort of car would you recommend for me?
Well, the big one.
Do you think I look like the sort of person that would drive a big car?
Yeah.
Is that a red car?
Joe's.
Oh yes, that looks like Joe's car, doesn't it?
That's called Chip.
Chip?
I think it's nearly bursting.
Pretend it, you all want the cars in the showroom.
There's going to be a postman pat stand.
There is a postman pat stand. I don't think I'll buy a postman pat stand with it. Although it'd be quite useful if Freddie and I could drive around and people would think it was yes.
Yeah.
Postman mum, postman pum, mum, postman mum with a tubby old cat.
Which one would you like?
Well, I think I like that red one there.
Which one?
The one that I could get lots of children in. Yes.
Do you like this one?
Well, could I have a test drive first, but can you let me drive it out?
Yeah.
Are you going to come with me to have a little drive?
Yeah.
Make sure I know how to drive it properly and I know where all the buttons are.
Yeah. That's the accelerator.
Oh, is that the accelerator?
Should I drive it for you so pretend you got it right?
Well, you drive it so I can see where all the pedals are and the buttons, and I'll drive it at home. I'll drive it back to the door.
If you want the brakes on, if you TikTok in a long time, ring that hands.
All right, TikTok. By TikTok, then you mean the indicators, don't you?
And then, and if you want to go down the corner, then it's that on the left way, you go like this.
Oh goodness, I just crashed into the other car. I bet you're probably doing that, thank you.
That's your new car.
Well, how much is that car, please?
£40.
£40? Oh, that's a bargain. Could I pay in cash, please?
Yep.
Right, here we are. £10, £20, £30, £40. Thank you. Could I have a receipt, please? Oh, thank you very much. But does it come with some sort of instruction book so I know how to drive it?
Yeah. Do you like my bird?
I do, I like your bird, yes.
Here's your instructions.
Oh, thank you. Gosh, what a lot of instructions. That's an absolutely enormous book.
Have you read all of them?
Well, I'll take it home and read it. When I get stuck, when I don't know what to do, I'll read it. How's that?
There you go.
Thank you.
It's got to, if it ends, just unravel the other.
See, that's to me, it's such a big book of instructions, isn't it? Mm. So do I have to pay extra for the instruction book, or have I paid for it with the price of the car?
Price of the car.
Right, so have I got some petrol in the car, when I need to go and fill up with petrol?
Yeah, that's, that never closes.
So I better go and top up before I drive up, haven't I? Mm. Right.
Oh, I've got a new car. Sure.
Is it some...
You press the back button that's right back there.
Yes.
And then it goes, and it goes beep 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 beep. When you rip it, when you're breaking them, and it goes like that. It tells you when it's breaking or not, and it wants petrol, and it wants feeding.
Well, when it wants feeding with petrol, it makes a beeping noise, does it?
Beep 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 beep.
Does it make that noise if I crash it as well?
Yeah. And then I'll come in this.
Right, well, let's hope I don't crash it. Let's hope I don't go out of petrol. Because that wouldn't be good, would it?
And see, man, if this one's broke down, okay, I still get in the pump.
So if I break down, if I ever have an accident or I run out of petrol, you'll come in the breakdown truck. And if your breakdown truck breaks down, you've got another one. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
There
we
go.
No, the other breakdown truck. Have another drink. I'll come in there.
plates for tea ready. I'll have a little bit.
Would you like to see if you're broken down?
Yeah.
I'll get this out.
Breakdown trip. That's very simple. Wow, that's a lot bigger than the other breakdown trips you showed me. I haven't seen
that. I thought I can get all of that all over your car.
Gosh, I've never ever seen that on the back. I've seen the cone, but I've never seen that huge bright yellow toolbox. This is another one.
Oh, look at that one.
What else? It's got two cones, it's got a yellow toolbox, and what else has it got with it?
A big petrol pumper.
No, a big petrol pumper. That's right. Yes, they carry, people like the AA man on the breakdown truck mentors carry cans of petrol because sometimes people just run out of petrol, that's when the car stops. And so they drive up and down the motor and if somebody needs petrol they could top up their tank, couldn't they?
He keeps filling up from the bottom.
Well, I would imagine they have to fill the can from the garage, right?
No, you don't. You just lift up this.
Oh, wow.
Put this, and then press these. Pump, 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 pump. You didn't know that.
I didn't.
Look at how you're broken down.
Well, I think I have broken down, actually, yes. Perhaps that's by the car, and it cost me £40, because it doesn't really work. Right, I've broken down. Had I better phone for some help?
Yeah. Bring
9 9 8 7 6 5 4 3 2 1 All right, 9 9 8 7 6 5 4 3 2 1
Bring, bring, bonk. Hello.
What was the bring, bring, bonk? What was the bonk? Did you drop the phone?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Is that the breakdown man?
Of course, then I'm just jumping in the truck.
Well, hold on, I've broken down, but you need to know where I've broken down.
Where?
I've broken down quite near the petrol station. I've got a red car, it's brand new.
Yeah.
You'll see me because I'm wearing a pink dress.
Okay. Can I get on the side?
The breakdown trucks have sirens.
Yes, they do.
I know they have flashing lights, don't they?
Well, if I've got here.
So am I on tow now?
If I pull you off, if my foot will carry you.
You're going to tow me back to the garage?
Mm.
Do you think it's just a case of topping me up with petrol or do you think it's a more serious problem?
Serious.
Serious problem, oh dear, that doesn't sound good, does it? What do you think's happened?
Your radar broke.
My what's broken?
Your radar.
My what, radar?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it won't sound like an aeroplane. My radar's broken, has it?
It's not. It's another radar.
Right. Is
radar.
It some, radar. Is it something in the engine that's broken?
Yeah. No, this. Or this.
It's very smart, that, isn't it?
Now, get these. Now, let's have a tools. Let's open your back up window. Bank, bank. Blended now. Look.
That breakdown truck says keep clear, and it also says on tow.
What does this say?
That says elephant truck, super tow. Elephant super tow truck. Let's see what the number plate is. The number plate. It says Super Truck FE 3008 and that says on tow 24 hour service. Oh, that's the telephone number, 238628. On tow, that says on tow and that says keep clear, but that's 24 hour service and that little sign is a telephone receiver and it means ring me on 238628.
Okay, now you can have the number. Just pretend you see. A different one with that number, didn't you?
Yes. Oh, bother. I've broken down again. That other gentleman filled me up with petrol. And it was my radar that had broken because I've not got very much further and it's broken down again. Let me see if I can remember that other number. I can't read it from there actually, darling. Oh! Sorry, look up, Purdy. She's going to jump on the box. She frightened me there. Right, 2, 3, 6, 6, 2, 8. I think that's the number.
6, 2, 2, 3, 8.
Oh, 8, 6, 2, 8. Is that right?
Right. 6, 2, 8. Brr, brr. Hello.
Hello. Is that the breakdown, Mum?
Yes.
Did he help me? Broke down the
door. Oh, man.
Oh, Mum, what's that? He's trying to break the door so much earlier.
The cats, my cats, put the cat in the machine.
Want me to help you with the lock? It's a bit stiff. Careful. Hello.
Here's the breakdown cat.
The breakdown. Hello, Prince. Oh, she's not saying anything to us. Right, I think it's tea turn now, Thomas. Don't pick. She's not saying a word, is she?
You can't persuade.
Well, you're right, you're not, you're done. Excuse me, Daddy.
And Mommy. You need to ring the bell if you want to listen. And what? Can you actually?
Come on, Rob. No, sit in Curtis better.
Can you say that? Something else. Hello, would you like assistance?
Would I like assistance?
Yeah.
What did you ask me if I wanted?
Assistance.
Assistance? I would like assistance, please.
Okay.
Do you know what assistance means?
Yeah. When you need someone to help.
That's right. Come on. That's right. It was assistance.
Assistant one, can you help?
Assistant one? Yeah. Right, do you think assistant one will come and help me?
Yeah. Oh. Can't be there because I see what's wrong.
What's wrong? Why?
Those are holes.
Oh, there's big holes in the rolling. Is it that the top of the car park or is it a car showroom still?
That's where you can only have a little ride round.
A little ride round. Right, I would stop for tea and I'm a bit confused now. As to what we are.
You need to ring the number.
Right.
This number. Just put it across here. And then you need to say which number you want. This is, if you broke it out, and these are the engine.
Right, I can't actually read the number from there, though.
It's...
Is it 236 or 286?
2.
Yeah.
483.
23.
8. 6, 2, 8.
Right. 2, 3, 8, 6, 2, 8. Is that right? Right. 3, 2, 8. No. 2, 3, 8, 6, 2, 8. Freddie's looking at me as if I'm mad. Look at her. 2, 3, 8, 6, 2, 8.
What do you want?
Oh, hello. I'd like some assistance, please.
The vendors. Is your car running now?
It is, yes, I could do the mending, yes please. Yes, I've got this car, it's actually pretty brand new. It keeps breaking down, at first we thought it was petrol, but...
When this thing moves...
Why don't you pull that...
When...
Pull that little knob out, Thomas. That's the one, that's right, pull that out, that's on the bureau. That's it, because then your sign can hang up without damaging... Do you know who's going to come sit on my knee now? Wait for it. Hello, Paws.
Hello.
Her legs look thin. Oh, she's having a big stretch. Oh, no, she doesn't actually want to sit on her knee. She wants to go through that. She looks stiff, doesn't she?
Well, look, it's changed. When this change, that changes, yeah. That means the car, then the breakdown trucks are coming.
Right. We're looking now at a plaque. For Thomas's bedroom. It's a wooden plaque painted in camouflage colours and it's got a little army character on with little boots and it says bedroom and you can change the messages. This says access denied. Right, what are you going to make it now? What's the next one?
anyone wear this one next time?
She's what if she's tripling now. Oh, that says bedroom, no grown-ups. This one says bedroom, kids' mess. And that one says bedroom, access denied.
What does that mean?
Access denied means no access. You're not allowed in. Keep out, bedroom, keep out, that one says. No grown-ups. Kids' mess. Access denied. Keep out. I thought she wanted to go through for some food, but I think she wants to go. No, just let me shut the door a bit before I jump on there.
I'll shut it.
Bobby can't, no, you can't shut it, but you can't reach it up there.
Hello? Hello? What?
Oh, Purdy, now we shut the door. She wants to go through it. No, leave it, Thomas, leave it, leave it.
No.
No, she doesn't. In you go, puss, that's it. No, well, she can get to us food now, can't she?
Oh, that's the breakdown trucks. Which colour one would you like?
Well, I don't mind, because I'm quite desperate for help, so I don't mind whichever can get to me the quickest.
Okay.
Whichever has the friendliest driver and most efficient breakdown assistance, man.
Okay.
Or breakdown assistant, I suppose he's called. They both come. Well.
Wait a minute. Hear the loud noise, it's coming.
Obviously. That's it. Two little lambs and an absolutely enormous breakdown van. Oh, and the bulldozer. I don't think you need some anymore, Thomas. I'm only a little car. Do you think you're all concerned that I broke me down and my car is so new? They're trying to give me the best possible service, so I'll, instead of me saying, oh, that garage is absolutely rubbish, it's only a really useless car. So
I said,
oh. Yeah, so I said, they're absolutely fantastic at that garage. They helped me out. Is that what you want me to say?
I put this in the dungeon where they're not when they're broken.
Is that where they're going, to the dungeon?
Yep.
Do you think somebody's going to repair it for me, or will they send up on Scrappy?
Scrappy?
It's a Scrappy car, and you just bought it.
No, it's broken. How did you get that?
But could somebody not mend it?
Nope.
Does it not need just new parts?
No, have you seen that scrapper?
You're a scrapper, are you? What do you think it's called? It's like a grabber, isn't it? A big machine that picks up cars and then they're going to be crushed. I think it's called a
grabber. Every time you keep pressing the wrong buttons, keep pressing the brake button.
What happens then?
Then all the trucks come and then they think you're broken down with that and you keep pressing the breakdown truck back.
It makes a lot of noise on this wooden floor, doesn't it? All these things.
They're all doing that.
You got some of the crusty, mate? She's small and furry, licking her lips, and she's looking at you. What's the car do you think Billy would like to drive?
This meow tank.
A meow tank.
Here you go, Poods. There's a new car.
Oh, throw it at her.
There you go. The new car.
I think she'd rather come through and play with us.
Okay.
Come on. Hello, boss.
Dun dun. Oh, no,
door. No, she doesn't. No, she. I don't think she just wants to go out. I'll shut this door. She can do.
Mum, we got someone that wants to go in.
Oh no, she wants to sit in with me.
Yes. Which girl would you like now?
Could I have that purpley coloured one? Oh no, I have one like Joe's.
Okay. up in a barrier.
Is that a very expensive car?
Only 1 pence.
1 pence? Because the other one cost me £40 and it didn't work. There's 1 pence.
Only instructions.
Oh, my instructions, thank you.
They're behind you.
Yeah, perhaps that's where we went wrong with that car that I paid £40 for. It had masses of instructions. We didn't actually read any of them. Do you think that's why it's broken down? Yes, it is.
Would you like it again?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Would you like 2 cars?
Yes, please. Just think, I've got 41 pence and I've got 2 cars. 2 really rather nice cars. This one doesn't say what sort of... Oh, does it say it's a Ford Galaxy? It is like Joe's. I can't read the word Ford on it, but underneath... Oh, it does actually say Galaxy. I can't read the word Ford, but at the back it says Galaxy. When I look underneath, it does say Ford Galaxy. Goodness me.
I like Ford.
Yes. Well, well.
Well, these are 2 Fords.
Are they? 4 Transit vans. What's the other name that we often see on trucks as they're passing us?
Nan.
What is it?
Man.
Man. Oh, that's true. Man. Man. 2 mans, yes. Two A's. Man. And what's the other one that begins with S?
Scania.
Scania. That's right.
David, new trucks can be man, but I like Scania's better.
Uncle David's going to drive a new truck, is he? And it's going to be a man. But you prefer Scania, do you? What colour do you think his truck is?
Blue.
You hope it's blue, but you don't know. What colour was his other one?
Grey.
Grey?
You've
been in this, haven't you? Why did you go just for a fly?
On the M6.
On the M6, did you?
Drove back against the pot. It was a crisp van.
A crisp lorry? Did it have crisps in the back?
Yeah. Yeah, we have one.
Did you really?
It was a sardine one.
A sardine one? I think you were telling me fibs.
No, those pink crisps.
Those are prawns. Prawn cocktail flavoured crisps. Or is that what you're going to get and muddled up? You're thinking sardines. Slug flavoured crisps. Do you remember Elaine who used to listen to your tapes?
Yep.
Always used to be horrified when you wanted a slug sandwich or said Nana was having a slug sandwich. It turned out it was a prawn sandwich, but you call prawns slugs, don't you? Where do you think prawn cocktail crisps are in the pink bag?
Pretend.
You think it's because prawns are pinky coloured and salmon's pinky coloured?
Just pretend these were breaking down too.
Everything's breaking down, isn't it?
Ring the bell.
Brr, brr. Hello. Guess what? You know those 2 cars?
Yes.
They're both broken down again.
Oh no. Read this.
Right, what does it tell me to do?
If it's broken down, always get a new car.
Oh, I see. Well, that's jolly expensive. Man, I suppose it only cost a penny a time, which is...
Never have that or that.
Why?
Because they're 1900 pence.
Oh, 1900 pence, right. It's still quite cheap for a car. But, well, the thing is, Thomas, it's not just the money, it's the inconvenience, because every time I have to get a new car, I have to bring you up and you have to come rescue me, and then I have to keep changing everything I've got in the boot, you know, all the picnic chairs and the rugs and everything.
And I keep picking the place to pedal.
Feet keep what?
My feet ache when I keep pressing the pedal.
Your feet ache when you keep pressing the pedal? And I have to retune the radio and I have to remember to take the CDs with me. So I'm like palaver. Can I not just have a car that works and is reliable? Okay. Isn't going to break down? Isn't going to run out of petrol?
This car won't.
Oh, it's an army tank. Right, well, I would imagine that's pretty good, but I feel a bit silly going to the supermarket in an army tank. Well, I bet this isn't easy to park, do you?
Put me in the lift.
Can you imagine we're going to Lisbon parking an army tank? We saw that one in a sort of army jeep one day in Lisbon, didn't we, near the pub? But that was more like a Land Rover type thing. It wasn't a tank with a huge gun on the top. Big caterpillar wheels. I'm just going to boots again, Mr. My army tank. Well, perhaps I'm not, because a red car's just run into the back of me.
Into the dungeon.
Oh, into the dungeon, upside down. Well, what's happened now? Is that broken down or hate is it being bashed? Do you hate it?
It's bashed.
It's bashed.
Oh dear, that's got no engine.
Oh dear, dear. I'm changing my mind about your garage. I don't think it's going to be good.
This is the good spot.
But that's a lorry with a trailer. I don't want to go to Boots in Disney with a lorry with a trailer on the back.
How's this then?
What's a bar of soap?
This is the coolest car.
It's quite cool, that. It's an orange sports car. It's like this car. Wow.
Oh!
But we've just run into the back of the lorry with the trailer.
Oh no! It still works.
Good. Jolly good.
Bye. I'm just about to close.
Well, Purdy, we've done really well here. It's forgotten to charge me for it.
Excuse me.
Hello.
9 pence.
Oh, 9 pence. Oh, look, here's 10p. Keep the change. 10 pence. Keep the penny change. You can perhaps buy another car with it or something.
Yeah, good. I'll show you where I'm going to get a new car. Here's a groovy car.
Groovy car? Oh, this is good. Cool and groovy.
Would you like this one too?
He's teaching me to say cool and groovy.
I just learnt it. Would you like it?
Yes, please. Wow, that's a nice one. Wow, I like that, Thomas. Where's that from?
Spain.
Spain? No, no, this is the one we got in Spain. It's the yellow one, look. Oh, no, it isn't, is it?
Oh.
The one you got in Spain was much bigger than that. A Peugeot, wasn't it? Is that in your box of cars?
It's a big one in mine.
That's the one. That's the very one you got in Spain, isn't you?
Grandma did that.
You did, Grandma. I bought it for you when we were on holiday, didn't you?
Yeah.
Smashing.
It's just
smashing, oh yes, but... I suppose that wasn't the right term for one of your cars, was it? Just leaving the garage for you?
If you want a telephone.
Oh, yes.
Would you like a new telephone?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Closing time.
Right, okay, well, I think I'm quite happy with this orange car.
Well, please, if you want.
And I think we're going to have to pack up soon because we've had our tea and it's getting quite near bedtime, Thomas.
But we've got one problem with that.
What's everyone's problem with?
I can't change it when I'm in the bedroom, and that's outside of the bedroom.
Yeah. Well.
Cut a hole.
No, we're not cutting a hole. There's no door. You have to decide before you go into your bedroom what you wanted to say. And then if you change your mind halfway through, you have to rush out and change it and nip back in. Was that a nice surprise?
Yeah.
Right.
Pack up time.
I think it is pack up time. Tidy up time. Right, pop your little cars away in your box, please, Tom. And I'll pack the garage away. I'll put the barriers back on.
That electrical barriers.
The barriers can just go on there, can't they? You see the cars.
I would just. That's it, just take
no, 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 no. Because they might run off. That's it. I'll help you. Mm. Right. And the petrol pumps need to be put away. Yeah, they need to go back on the garage if you'd like to do that, because you know where they're going. Right, will you pop it back now? So I get some cards.
No.
You should know to back as well.
Yeah, we
will put that in the box of the cards, shall we?
Yes.
And we'll use that all the cards.
Well, we tied it. No.
Why, what's been left out?
One look over there.
Is there? That's that little camper van. Let's see what that says it's called. A Volkswagen Wagen, a caravanette. Caravanette, because you said it's a type of caravan, didn't you? It's a caravanette. You could sleep in there. In fact, it's got, look at that, such a table in the middle. And it almost looks like two sofas on the side. Okay. Right, so I'm just going to roll up these what are really play mats with roads on, but using my instruction buttons. Wrap that up. Don't go through them just yet, I was just waiting on this.
When it's night time, shall I put up the grown-ups?
Well, you can, but that means when we can't come in your bed and read you a story and give you a cuddle.
Well, when you're in.
Oh, I see. So you mean when Mummy's in bed, you want to stop going to cover it?
Mm.
I see. I suppose so. Okay. Did Daddy have a proper look at it? Yeah. Right, then we're going to go to bed.
What's in
the
bottle?
What's in the bottle?
Easter.
A teddy bear. Well, it's just that I know you're playing with your boat in the bath. And I know that the man that rides, that rows the boat is a teddy bear. And I can see the boat's upside down. And I can see it was something with a pink hat, and that's your teddy. I've been noticed actually, does that teddy change colour with the water? He does, doesn't he? I thought he went pink when he got hot, and blue when he was cold.
He doesn't.
Gosh, I'm very hot actually.
Well, he went pink when he was hot.
So I think he does.
I put it under the cold tap.
No, don't turn the cold tap on, Thomas, please. Don't turn the cold tap on. You make
it's
it better.
Not going
no, on. No, don't.
Is it not working?
I don't want you to pour cold water into the bucket.
What am I doing? What am I doing? I'm walking on it. Ah! A boat's tied up. Oh, what's happened, Mum?
What's it tied up? Oh! What's it tied up?
A rope on the banks.
All right. Like an anchor.
Oh! Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
Oh my
gosh! Look at
my boat!
Oh. Thomas, don't be so noisy.
I'm running on the banks. Run! Ah!
Oh well, that's like I told you at the swimming pool, isn't it? Don't run at the side, because where it's slippy, what happens?
You run. Ah! That's the end of the boat! Ow!
It's like you running on those stones on Saturday, do you remember?
Yeah.
And what happened to you?
Hello?
Yeah, fell over, didn't you?
Mum, this is the end of the bank.
Well, you're very silly, sir. I suppose you haven't learned that lesson. Weren't you?
Then he pressed the funny button.
What funny button's that?
Over here, I'm floating over here!
Pardon?
He went like this. I'll show you what happened. He went like this. We don't control it properly.
Looks like he's capsized. I don't think... Oh, I see. He ran along the river bank, did he? And tried to jump into his boat.
Mm.
And it capsized.
Mm.
Run! Ah! Oh, I see. Oh, did he miss it altogether? Did he jump in the boat and the boat tipped up, or did he just completely miss the boat? Pardon?
Ah! Good. I've landed in it.
Oh, you landed in it, but what did he say before?
Oh, no! Let's catch that one.
Thomas, you're making lots of noise, but I can't tell what you're saying.
He's going across the bank and say, you won't float without me. Then he runs, and then he went, oh, ah! And then he floated away. No!
Yeah, the boat floated away and left him in the water. Oh,
run for me! Run for me!
He's a silly man, isn't he?
Well, no, what happened then?
Ow!
You this one? Ow! Look what's happened to the boat now. Look what's happening.
Looks like it's got a lot of water in it. That's what's happening.
Look what's happening to the boat. Ow! Wow! Bye bye, old man.
Wow!
Oh dear! I was playing my boat. But all my mama was there. Run, jump, and then bam!
He managed to get in. Is it a speedboat? Because the minute he jumps in, it seems to zoom off. Doesn't it?
That's how he gets. When he runs in, he holds on to the fast button. Isn't that funny? Just pretend you would you like to come in my boat?
Yes, please.
Jump in quick.
No, I've changed my mind. I think he's a silly sailor. I don't want to live my life in this boat, thank you.
I'll put on a sleigh button. I will.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I will.
I don't think he's a very safe sailor.
I'll do this.
Oh, that's more like it's a nice little cruise, gentle cruise down the riverbank.
Are you on?
I'm on, thank you. Naughty. He doesn't keep to his word. He promised a nice little gentle ride, didn't he? Said he'd press the slow button.
Okay, I'll press the slow button. Are you on?
I'm on. Bobbing along now on the waves, isn't he?
Ah!
He's still a noisy chap.
I put up my boot.
Silly, has he been drinking?
He says,
do you remember that song about the drunken sailor?
No.
What shall we do with the drunken sailor? What shall we do with the drunken sailor? What shall we do with the drunken sailor in the morning? Hooray, and up she rises. Hooray, and up she rises. Hooray, and up she rises early in the morning. You don't remember that one? Have we not sung that before?
Yep. Bob.
Is he called Bob because he's bobbing along?
Yeah. Bob.
Bobbing along, bobbing along on the bottom of the beautiful bay. Me. That's another Bob song.
Look what happened. He pressed the bunny button and he went like this.
It turned him into a jack-in-the-box, didn't it? When you press the funny button. He sounds like a funny button man to me.
Woo, woo, woo!
What's that, a siren? Right, sweetheart, I'm sorry to spoil your fun, but we've got to get you washed now.
We like a quick run around the sea.
Quick run around, a quick...
Sail around.
Sail around, that's the word.
Are you jumping on?
Hang on.
Your coat might get dirty.
My coat?
Yep.
Why would my coat get dirty?
I always get dirty when I'm going this way.
Why?
Because there's so much mud.
Ooh, it isn't that a nice river. What happens? Does he end up on the mud flats?
Pardon?
Does he end up on the mud flats?
That's you. Sorry.
Oh dear.
I wash you.
Thank you very much. In that dirty sea.
Out.
Don't you get some
water? And yeah, wash you.
I think I'll have a nice shower when I get home.
When then?
I'll have a nice shower when I get home.
Oh, well, I have a shower from it. I've got a magic boat.
Have you?
I make showers.
Well, I think most nice boats have showers on. I don't mean the boats that you go on for a day trip. But if you live on a boat or if it's a boat that you can sleep on, I think they have little showers and cookers and all sorts of
things. Oh,
you've been on Mike's boat, haven't you? Do you remember going on Mike's boat?
No.
With Daddy one day?
Oh, yeah.
Right, it's playtime over now. We've got to have a wash.
Well, would you like a shower?
Yes, please, but you need one as well, Thomas. It's going to be too...
No!
Shh. Wash. Proper wash. Okay. Put your toys down there, please, Tom. Tom, pop your toys down, please. Come on, quickly, because that could go on all night. No. Come on, it's bedtime now. Just sit back, please. Your water's cold, isn't it?
No,
sit back, please.
You know what I could do?
Good idea.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I could put them on the side and then I could change.
Yes, well, I think you'll have to wait until he gets the hook to put it up properly, don't you? Because you weren't supposed to have it yet. But just stand up, please.
But you need a hole in the door.
Well, Daddy needs to just put a hook or a nail or something up, doesn't he, so it can hang on. Sit down here, sweetheart.
Well, I need a hole in the door. And the strings up there, and then up and deep.
No, they can't hang on.
Come on!
Of course you can.
Why?
You're in the hole in the door, just hang a sign up.
Oh, but where could I have a nail up there, hanging up, and then scissors?
Well, you have to just decide before you shut your bedroom door what you want it to say.
Then grown ups.
Yeah, I thought you might have thought of it. Right, eyes on your face, please. Now just give your face a little wipe and that grubby neck. Actually, you're quite clean today. Just let me wipe it once
now.
Just let me do it once more if any can. Because sometimes you come back from Lynn's house when you've been playing with Ben and Shark and you're very grubby, aren't you? It looks horrible soon, right?
Hey, can I sit forward? Because the light's getting all the way down.
No, don't turn. No.
Ah.
Sit down, please.
Hold up.
No, you're getting water everywhere. Just be sensible. Right, now give your teeth a nice brush. Okay. These gorgeous little teeth of yours. They're good teeth, aren't they?
Yeah.
I've got to brush mine again. I brushed mine after tea, but I've had a cup of coffee. And I feel warm. Let's let go of water go when you turn.
Yeah!
Isn't it? And here a train. That's the noise Thomas makes when cold water comes out of the cold tap and lands on his feet. Right, one more brush, sweetie. One more rinse, that's it. And I'll just wipe your face again and then that's it.
Mrs.
Foot, never put your feet at the tap. Don't put your toes at the tap because they're not severe. Right, aren't they?
And how would you get them out?
Oh, fine, brigade, probably.
Look like this, heave-ho!
No, I shouldn't say that, so you want the fire brigade out. No, they'd just get stuck and be there forever. So, I suggest you don't try it.
I'm going to try it now.
Yeah, I don't think it's a chance.
Right. Oh! 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 Keep gripping!